Ever wondered what limiting beliefs about money might be lurking in your unconscious? Well, in this video, we're going to expose the top six nasties that could be stopping more money from flowing to you so that you know exactly what to watch out for. For regular tips on all things money and mindset to help you build an aligned and abundant business so you never have to worry about money again, be sure to subscribe to my channel and hit that notification bell. As a hypnotherapist and a money mentor for women in business, I have helped to clear a lot of limiting beliefs around money, and there is a definite pattern as to the most common ones. So in this video, I'm going to cover for you the top six limiting beliefs that I've helped hundreds of students and clients clear, which has helped them put an end to self-sabotage patterns and finally grow their income and their business. And I bet they're not what you expect. So let's dive in and see which of these resonate with you so that we can help you clear the obstacles to your abundance. So in this video, I'm going to cover the top six limiting beliefs that stop money from flowing for you. But what's more, I'm also going to give you an idea of how these tend to show up, because the thing is that the limiting belief is hiding in the unconscious and it does take a bit of work to uncover. But there are certain patterns that will show up as a result of these beliefs. You can kind of think of them as what the logical outcome would be if that belief were actually true. Because even though these limiting beliefs are actually not true, at the unconscious level, you believe they are, which makes them true for you. You literally keep attracting and creating situations over and over and over again that prove them to be true for you. Limiting belief number one, I'm not good enough. So this one is the one that leads to patterns of undercharging, which means that you end up working way too hard for too little money. And it's also the one that's responsible for signing up for way too many courses and thinking that you need yet another qualification before you can finally be good enough. Let's move on to limiting belief number two. And this one sounds similar, but it's very different. And it goes, I'm not worthy. And this is the one that leads to patterns of giving way too much away for free, because you at the unconscious level don't feel like you're worthy of keeping the money and having the good things. So the patterns that show up as a result of a belief of I'm not worthy are things like giving everything away for free, having short discovery calls turn into hour and a half long full-blown sessions that you don't even charge for. And it's also the one that's often responsible for a pattern of where money comes in, and even good sums of money, and you finding really creative ways to get rid of it fast. Let's move on to limiting belief number three, which is I don't deserve it. Again, sounds similar, but quite different. And the thing is that each of these limiting beliefs is literally a separate daisy chain in your nervous system. And so it is really important to identify the one that is yours and not to just kind of knock out the neighbor by accident. So I don't deserve it is the one that leads to patterns of blocking the abundance, of hitting upper limits, of working really, really hard, and it's working for everybody else. You're doing the same strategies, but the money just doesn't seem to be coming to you, no matter how hard you work for it. Then the next one is it's not good enough, meaning whatever you do is not good enough. And that limiting belief leads to patterns of overworking, of over-perfecting everything, of reworking everything, of giving those extra sessions because you feel like you haven't quite done a good enough job for your client. It's the over-giving and the overworking pattern that's usually a sign that there's a limiting belief that it's not good enough. Let's move on to the next one. And this is a particular nasty. And it's not safe to shine. And this is one that keeps you playing small. You constantly play small and you refuse to put yourself out in the spotlight because you have this limiting belief that it's not safe to shine. So this is the one that will have you avoiding doing Facebook Lives or showing up to do your marketing or following up leads even. It's also the one that creates sabotage when there's opportunities coming up where you don't meet the deadline or you lose the person's email address that offered to do this amazing joint venture with you. And it's also the one that often leads to patterns of you not closing the sale, just not following through to actually then step up and be the person who can do that amazing job for your client. Now, you might be noticing a pattern here that these aren't really that much about money. And I'm going to talk about that at the end of this video and why that's so critical to recognize. But let's talk about the sixth and final one of these top six nasties now. And it's a limiting belief that says something like, I'm not important. And this one is the one that will lead to patterns of you putting everyone else first, of you overgiving and not asking for what you want. It basically says that everybody else's needs are more important than mine, so you don't get your needs met and you put everybody else first. So let me know in the comments below, which of these limiting beliefs and patterns can you relate to? You'll notice that these top six limiting beliefs actually have pretty much nothing to do with money and everything to do with your self-belief and your self-worth. And that's because it's not really about the money. Money is just a symbol. It's literally a demonstration of your self-worth. Your pattern of sabotage and blocking of abundance is simply playing out in response to that underlying belief system. And I call that your money story. It's the story you bought into at the unconscious level, and it's made up of the sum of all your limiting beliefs. And if you want to transform that money story so you can stop blocking abundance and stop making life more difficult than it needs to be, then you really have to start by uncovering your dominant money pattern. I call that your money habit archetype. And to help you do that, I've actually created a really simple quiz, the Money Habit Archetype Quiz. And you can go take that right now at miriamcastilla.com/quiz. Just answer five simple questions and you'll find out what your money habit archetype is and how to use it to release your biggest money block. Also, be sure to check out these videos next to help you continue to uncover and clear your limiting beliefs around money. And if you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit the like button, be sure to subscribe and share it with your friends. I'll see you in the next video. And in the meantime, remember that it's time for you to embrace your unlimited potential. Bye for now.